Back when TV shows ran under the names the Colgate Variety Hour and the Kraft Mystery Theater, viewers at least knew who their programs were sponsored by. Of course, that was the age of 3 to 4 channels and no remote controls. But now you can click away, TiVo, or just ignore your TV in favor of new media. So advertisers often integrate their products into the content of the shows, and sometimes they do it subtly. Now consumer groups want the FCC to require TV shows to make their stealth advertising via product placement totally obvious. The NBC show 30 Rock already makes their product placement pretty obvious, so obvious that it's part of the comedy.
These Verizon wireless phones are just so popular, I accidentally grabbed one belonging to an acquaintance.
Well, sure, because that Verizon wireless service is just unbeatable. I mean, if I saw a phone like that on TV, I would be like, where is my nearest retailer so I can get one? Can we have our money now?
Amy Schatz has been covering the story for the Wall Street Journal. Hi, Amy.
Today.
So why is the FCC taking this up now? Is product placement out of control all of a sudden?
Well, one of the reasons is they were actually going to take it up last year, and the advertising industry freaked out so much they had to postpone it for a little bit and try to rethink what they were going to do about it. But, you know, one of the big problems here is that, as you're saying, a lot of consumers are just not watching ads anymore, and they're using their DVRs to skip by it completely or just watching shows online where you don't have as many ads. And advertisers are desperately trying to find new ways of getting their products in front of you. And it's raising issues about, you know, disclosure. And there's not, the FCC is not saying you can't do it. What they're saying is if you're going to do it, you really have to provide, you have to tell consumers about it.
Do you know any stats about how important it is to the bottom line of the networks? Do they need product placement ads to survive?
Yeah, it's one of those issues where they're seeing declining viewership across the board, whether it's the networks or the local broadcast station. And as advertising dollars are going down, they need to find other ways of supplementing that. And, you know, one of the ways they've been really doing that in the last couple of years is with product placements. There was a study last year by a research group called PQ Media that found that there was almost $3 billion worth of product placements that happened in 2007, which was up almost a third from the year before. So it's becoming pretty big business.
What do consumer groups want the FCC to do?
They want a variety of things, some of which the FCC is not going to do. But
okay, let's talk realistically. What could we see the FCC doing?
Basically, what they're going to do is they're going to look at three things. They're going to look at, you know, what kind. If you're going to do this in your show, if you're going to do this in 30 Rock, or you're going to do this in Gossip Girls, you've got to put some sort of disclaimer at the end of the show, probably at the end of the show, that says, you know, these are the companies that provided, you know, products inside the show. And it can't be one of the things that you've got right now, which is, you know, when you see credits at the end of the show, it's like part of the screen. And as that's happening, you've got the preview for next week's shows on top. So, you know, people don't look at it very much. And the type is super, super tiny. So what the FCC is talking about doing is maybe having some kind of announcement at the end of the show, similar to what you'd see in a political ad, where, you know, it has to be something like so-and-so paid for this message, and it's got to be on the screen for a couple seconds, and it's got to be in really big type so people can see it. And, you know, they're not talking about some of the other things. There are some other things they were looking at, but advertisers freak too much. So they're talking about that. They're talking about also making sure that this happens not just for broadcast TV shows, but might also happen for cable television shows.
Right. Well, why can the FCC regulate cable television? I thought they could. They're there because the broadcast airwaves are a public trust. But as far as television goes, what even gives them the right to wade into those waters?
Yeah, that's kind of the problem, because they're not really sure that they have authority to do that. They'd really like the authority to do that. So it's sort of an open question what they could actually do about cable.
Mm-hmm.
But they certainly think that, if nothing else, they can use the power of the bully pulpit to sort of try to pressure some of these broadcasters to provide at least a little more notice.
Right. The bully pulpit would indicate that the congregation is clamoring for change. But is there any evidence of that? I mean, I have read surveys that consumers actually like product placement more than regular advertising because it's less obtrusive. And I've also read studies that show that because it's been going on so long, it doesn't particularly trick people. I mean, viewers know the deal. The reason Paula Abdul's drinking a prominently displayed can of Coke is because Coke played to get... Or is it Pepsi? See?
Yeah,
see how good
really
I am?
They seem really dehydrated on that show.
Yeah.
They've always got those in front of them.
So, but, you know, as far as the basic issue, do you know that consumers really are demanding this change?
Yeah, I think for shows like daytime shows or primetime shows, Probably not. One of the things the consumer groups are really most concerned about is having product placements instead of children's television shows.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid that kids just can't tell the difference. You know, you or I might know, you know, in the, if they're starting to flack some product in The Biggest Loser, that, you know, in fact, they're just, they're being paid to do that, or 30 Rock. But, you know, if you're talking about Dora the Explorer or something, you know, for much younger kids, they may not be able to do it. And that's the thing that consumer groups, when they first started looking at this, were really the most concerned about. And that's the other thing the FCC is going to be looking at, whether it's ever okay to do product placements inside kids' TV shows.
Right. Problem there is Dora the Explorer is a product placement. Blue's Clues, the whole thing is a product placement, given how many products. Forget even He-Man, which is first it was a toy, then it was a TV show. Every children's show has so many products. What is the whole thing? Just half content and half disclosure? Doesn't seem to make that much sense.
Yeah, well, you know, that's been historically the issue with kids' TV shows, and, you know, even for shows like Dora, which might have, you know, really good things to teach kids. It, you know, there's still obviously, like, a big element of that is you know, selling stuff to kids.
Yeah, so. I can't buy a diaper for my son without either Ernie or Elmo or Dora on it. And it's just like, you know, he cannot possibly comprehend this. Who is this for? This is for a 15-month-old. I don't know that product placement's going to do anything about that. Maybe not.
You know, yeah. It's they don't think it would hurt, frankly, right. But, you know, it may not help that much.
Tell me what the situation is like in Europe. Some interesting things going on over there with product placement.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So recently, the European Union, they've been looking at this issue, too, and they told their member countries that, you know, they think that it would be okay if they start passing rules to say that it's okay to use products inside their shows. The one exception, well, you know, it's not an exception, but the UK sort of looked at that, and they said, absolutely not. We're not going to allow this in there because we think that it's really going to hurt the integrity of our shows, and that consumers, when they watch shows in the UK, are just going to feel very deceived, and this is really going to be a big problem for them. And so they're not going to, at least they're saying right now, they're not going to allow product placement inside UK-produced shows. I mean, they'll still get to see them because they run a good chunk of our shows over there, too. So.
What's the politics of this? Why is this happening now?
Basically, it's one of those issues that's been kicking around the FCC for about 5 years now, and one of the Democrats over at the FCC, a guy named Jonathan Adelstein, just got real. I mean, it's just been one of his big issues, and finally all the other commissioners said okay, and they go along with it after they took out a few things that were really worrying to advertisers, because one of the things, the other thing consumer groups wanted, and something that actually the Hollywood writers want, is some sort of prohibition against, or they want some sort of notice during the show when you're watching Paula drink the Coke can. They want something to flash up there about Coca-Cola helped sponsor the show.
Yeah, maybe they should also have something flash up there that says the reason that you get TV for free is because people use it as an advertising medium.
Maybe so. I mean, a lot of people, I think, still pay for it because of cable, and had to pay a lot for it. But yeah, I mean, that's one of the things, that's one of the deals, you get advertising. And the same thing happens online, right? So
yep.
If you watch shows online, you're still going to get stuck sitting through a 30-second ad. So,
Amy Schatz bandies about my questions gamely with me and also writes for The Wall Street Journal. Thank you, Amy.
Thanks for having me on.
Coming up, The Quavers. Play us some tunes. This is The Bryant Park Project from NPR News.